BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Wednesday's podcast with Alex from All Time Low dropping in for a chat. Chris's latest beauty vlog featuring Nicole Scherzinger. What blokes say on Tinder. And another listener plays Real or No Real.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Good morning. I feel a bit sick.
Why?
Not been home much, and I had a coffee before I left, and now I think that the milk is really off.
Oh, big night out, was it?
No.
Oh, it sounds like you're saying you've just had a big night out, just rolled in to do the breakfast show casually.
No, mate. Like, yesterday was good, but I was absolutely knackered at the end of it.
Are you aware right now you're rocking double denim?
Yeah, I think it's good. As long as... are you going to talk to me about fashion? Don't even start.
I don't know, man. It doesn't look like you've made much of an effort today. After yesterday, you turned up in a really smart shirt.
As long as the jean on the bottom half is darker than the jean on the top half.
What do you mean? As long as the jeans match the top?
No, they don't have... long as they don't match, you're right. Good. So this is... My bottom half is darker than my... Anyway, why are we talking about this? It's been a good 24 hours. I've learnt what a chasse is.
What is it?
From Craig Revel Hallward.
I thought it was something to do with chicken. That's no, a chasseur.
That's a... oh, that's a
I'm
chasseur.
I'm getting my chassis and my chasseurs mixed up.
I'm quite scared now, because I've got to do actual dancing now. I mean, all the kind of announcements are over.
So it's confirmed you're on Strictly Come Dancing?
As we revealed yesterday. I couldn't believe the amount of tweets and stuff I had yesterday.
It's mad.
It's everywhere, isn't it?
Mm.
So thank you very much if you have sent one. Obviously, there's a couple of people that aren't wishing me that well, but that's always going to happen.
No.
Is
Craig Revel Hallward one of them?
One of the...
Haters right now on you?
No.
He got soaked yesterday. I'm concerned that wasn't such a good move.
No, I don't think it was, and I thought he was going to walk out at one point. I don't know, really, because I'm not going to see him now until the live shows, so I'll let you know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, good. I'm having that kind of morning where the songs go really fast.
What does that mean?
Not quite ready. Here we go.
BBC Radio 1.
I just have that some days where it's like, oh, that one's finished. Oh, blimey.
You are in a weird mood today. Lovely Lauren, who works on our show, just asked if you'd like a coffee. And you made this really kind of crap gesture towards it. Like, seize up. I haven't seen that since... Was it Chipmunk who used to do that as a thing?
That's just the international sign language for coffee.
Yeah, but you look like such a salad. And
why?
I see her sort of judging you a little
bit. Right, me and you are going to fall out today. I don't know what your problem is.
I've got no problem at all. Absolutely no problem.
That's tea. You just do a tea.
Just say tea.
Yeah, because I was about to talk on the radio.
Or just give thumbs up or something. Throwing C's up towards her. I was just like, it's really sad.
We might need to have a hug soon and regroup. Okay, so since the Strictly thing yesterday, a lot of people are telling me that I need to eat trendy food.
What do you mean?
Because it's going to be a lot of dance training.
Mm.
And
oh, yeah, listen, I could tell you that. You need to eat all the pasta.
No, it's not, though. It's not that. It's not like running a marathon. You've got to take stuff that's like vitamins and stuff to kind of get your immune system... up, apparently, because it's actually quite a lot of... Who knew? It was quite a lot of work.
No.
So, I'm hearing about flax seeds today. Someone's been on to me about goji berries.
No, that's just... No, what they're... No, you got this wrong. That's
some
just...
Some kale.
Yeah, I know where you're going wrong here. That's just celebrity dieting.
Some quinoa.
Yeah, that's got nothing to do with any kind of fitness thing that you need for Strictly.
What is it, then?
It's just... it's celebrity foods.
Is it only for celebrities that eat quinoa?
Pretty much.
Quinoa? Quinoa?
Pretty much. From what I've read online, that's the kind of thing you go to a restaurant, if you're a celebrity, you order.
Can I have the bok choy, please? What's that?
Is there something... I mean, would it interest you if there was a celebrity-only supermarket? you know what I mean? For the poor celebrity that has to go in a supermarket and shop...
Yeah.
Because you have that problem, don't you? Like, you go out of the house, you need to wear shades, stuff like that. If you knew you could go to a place where you wouldn't be spotted...
Mate, if you saw my actual life, you'd be surprised where I shop. Or would you?
I wouldn't, because I know you, and I do find it quite funny, though.
I love a bag for life. And I love the budget ones as well.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But I think if there were celebrity supermarkets, then there would be call for it. People would go just to go and buy their flax seeds, knowing that there were no normos near them.
I love seeing famouses in the supermarket. It's never happened, but I love the idea of it. Just being able to look in the basket. Do you find when you're out and about as a famous, do you find people judge you? Do you find you put things in the basket to throw them off the scent, and then when you get to the counter, you quickly take them out?
Because I'll be honest, nobody normally recognises me, so it's absolutely fine. I do judge other people's baskets, though. Do you not?
Do you?
Oh, yeah, everyone. I'm like, really? Do you want to put that in there?
I try and
work
out...
Why are you buying 10 cans of beans?
Exactly, yeah, I try and work out what they're up to. If you see them, at the counter, and there's certain suspicious foods going on, isn't there?
Yeah.
Like, why are you bulk buying that?
Or, yes... Like, why have you bought, like, 30 tins of chopped tomatoes?
Yeah.
Maybe you run a cafe. But I always try and work out what they do...
Yes.
...to work out what they do as to why that's all in the basket or the shopping trolley.
I saw a lad the other day who'd gone to the supermarket and he bought 8 of those stacked cans of tuna. You know, they're like the circular ones and they go quite high. 8 of those.
He's bodybuilding.
And ketchup.
Yeah, basically he's doing a protein diet, isn't he?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, just some fish and a rice cake. Good morning to Greg in Nottingham. Talking about, like, judging people's baskets or trolleys in supermarket. Once saw a man buying 20 large bottles of shampoo just there in his trolley. Could only assume he was washing a horse.
Yeah.
Also, you know that man you saw buying the Tower of Tuna cans?
Mm.
Definitely bodybuilding. Do you remember this clip from ages ago, which I want to play again, of the bodybuilder and his diet?
No.
Do you remember this?
No.
Listen what he has, right? So he's obviously in training for some kind of competition, wants to get big. So this is what he has.
8 o'clock in the morning, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 10 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 12 o'clock, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 2 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 4 o'clock... Just before I train, I'll have fish and a rice cake. I'll train.
Yeah.
I'll have me fish.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come home, yep. Have some more fish with a rice cake.
Yes.
And then have some fish before I go to bed. And then that's it for the day.
I love that so much. I got the things that make it go. Morning, Kieran.
Hiya.
You right?
Yeah, not too bad, Scott. How are you?
I'm right. When you were holding on the line there, did you hear some stuff that we were talking about a bit with Strictly?
Yeah.
Right, okay, don't tell that to anyone.
No worries.
Yeah. You've got to keep that to yourself.
Yeah, no worries, no problem.
I didn't realise that, like, you could hear our chat.
No, fine, seriously.
And it's potentially explosive.
Yeah.
You know too much, Kieran.
I know, sorry, mate.
No, it's all right, it's not your fault, it's my administrative error.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
I won't let anyone know about the things.
No, please don't. Please don't. Anyway, nice to see you sober.
Oh, yeah, nice to see you sober, yeah.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I just got a phone call a minute ago, and now I'm at work, so brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant. Where are you?
I'm in Southend today.
What are you doing?
Delivering, just odds and sods to everyone.
Are you ready to play real or no real?
Yeah, always really, yeah.
Okay, here's some facts. Are they true or not?
In Thailand, the number 5 is pronounced ha, so their version of LOL is 555.
Interesting.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what? Ahead of my trip to Bali, I've been doing some research because I saw this thing about lucky and unlucky numbers abroad.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't aware that lucky numbers were really a thing. Where was it? Was it Hong Kong? I've seen that the number 4...
Oh, I thought it was number 1 that was really, really lucky. And they play millions for, like, the number plate of 1 or something.
Yes, I thought it was the number 4. So then I contacted everywhere that I'm staying to make sure that I'm not staying in a room 4.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, or a 444 or a 44.
Did you actually?
Yeah, you can't muck around when it's a holiday.
Right, so your paranoia is now way out of control.
No, it's not paranoia. It's just... just safety checks, really, isn't
it? You're going to come up against much worse.
I know, and I'm trying to prepare.
So, preparing with not using number 4?
I know. I'm glad you find it ridiculous also, Kieran. The voice of the listeners there. So the Thailand LOL is 555. Real or no real, Kieran?
Due to the fact that they do have weird numbers, I'm going to say real.
Yes, I'm going to say this must be a foreign custom and go real.
That one is real.
Yes.
It
is 555. Good fact. And next,
Radio 1's rock god, Daniel P. Carter, not only went to Kate Bush's comeback gig in London last night, but cried through the first five songs and spent £140 on merchandise.
What?
Whoa.
That's ridiculous.
But impressive.
Kieran, are you aware of the work of Kate Bush?
Not really, no.
How old are you?
23.
Yeah, that would explain it. She's not been on for 30 years.
But she, that song?
Yeah, exactly. She did a gig in London last night. Loads of people were very excited, but not very rock, really.
No.
What merchandise can you be buying for that much? Because when you see the merchandise at a concert, it's typically T-shirts.
I always think as well, no matter how much I love an artist, do I really want a T-shirt with their face on?
But as you're leaving the venue and you're quite emotional and thinking that you've had the best time of your life, it seems like the right thing to do. The amount of times I've bought a shirt thinking, right, this is going to be a memory.
Right, whose shirts have you got?
Or every Streets gig I went to, I ended up buying another shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Who else?
How honest do I be here?
Really honest.
I got a busted one once.
And where did you wear that?
I never wore it. That was the thing. It just seemed right at the time. You need to start doing that. Merchandise at your gigs. In fact, because you have been partial to it in the past. You've thrown out your T-shirt with your face on.
Well, now is the perfect opportunity, I think. I only get some branded Lycra.
But Dan P. Carter, so I don't know about this. So would he have gone to the Kate Bush concert? I think he could have. His music taste is varied.
So you're saying real?
Oh, 140 quid on merchandise. God, I'm going to go real.
Kieran?
I'm going to say no, because why would he start crying as well? Like, it seems a bit far-fetched for crying at the first half of the thing. No, real.
That one is real.
Oh, wow.
Real?
Yeah. So emotional through the whole thing.
That's crazy. So one, he was there. Two, he spent that much on merchandise. And three, he was crying.
Obviously a massive, massive fan.
Oh, my God.
People were getting really excited about those gigs.
The Kate Bush ones?
Yeah, massively. And next,
when Nathan from The Wanted broke up with Ariana Grande, he posted a YouTube video of himself singing Avril Lavigne's I'm With You in his bedroom.
So they've had they've broken up then, because I was only aware of this because I saw her hand in hand with Big Sean the other day at the VMAs.
They've not been on for a while, Nathan and Ariana.
Have they not?
No.
Can you name, here's a challenge for a bonus Chris Star point.
lol to your own points.
Can you name all of the Wanted?
Yes.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, have a go, Kieran.
To be honest, I don't like the Wanted. So
yeah, but like,
them.
Name them.
That's give it a go.
Them.
You've got one there, Nathan.
Nathan. There's the bald-headed one.
Max.
And the really short one.
Nathan.
Oh.
It's not the three bears, mate.
I don't know.
Seaver.
Max, Nathan, the
Tom.
Receiver, and who?
Tom and Jay.
Tom and Jay.
Don't ever question me on boy bands, I'll know everything.
I know, of course.
So this proper emo, angsty 2000s track from Avril Lavigne. I don't know. I used to love this.
It's a good song.
Oh. Well, yeah, but it's of its time. Did Nathan sing that in his bedroom when he broke up with Ariana? Real or no real? Kieran?
No real.
It's a lovely thought, but no real.
That one is no real.
Just made it up. And we've got one more.
At the White House, the only people who don't have to tuck their shirts in are the IT team.
What?
Must be a protocol thing. I don't know. Why wouldn't the IT team have to tuck their shirts in? IT teams don't, though, do they? Generally.
They're just a scruffy bunch.
Generally in any office, they're, oh, the, well done, they're, everyone. They're the scruffiest of people.
Good morning to you if you work in IT. You're listening to Radio 1.
Oh, yeah.
You just forget sometimes that we're actually on air. Like, every walk of life will be listening to us right now.
We're not in a pub.
No, we're not in a pub.
About 1,000 tweets saying you're an idiot. So.
Yeah, that's right. So everyone in the White House has to look smart, apart from the IT crowd.
I think everyone in the White House should have to be smart. I imagine that's heavily enforced. So I'm going to say on this one, no real.
You could never work in the White House.
I could do.
But you couldn't, because you'd forget to have a wash and you wouldn't look smart.
Yeah, but a wash won't be a requirement in the White House,
well,
will
I think it is.
You can look smart without having a wash.
Oh, brilliant. A wash would really be good. Have you done one today?
Of course not. I did one last night. I've told you my rules.
Okay, more on this later on with Nicole Scherzinger. Chris has done another beauty vlog to which she is truly horrified. We did it yesterday. Kieran, real or no real, the IT people leave their shirts out of the White House.
I wouldn't have thought so. You know, everyone's got to keep up the standards, you know what I mean? So, no real.
Actually, for competition reasons, I'll then go real.
That one is real.
So, apparently they needed some specialists from Silicon Valley, and they were like, well, this is what we come like. We don't really dress up. And they wanted them so much, they relaxed the rule. Oh. And at the end of that round of real or no real...
Kieran got 20. Listen, I smashed it today. Got 40. Four hours. It's such a good day.
Bumbleo
Wednesday and all that. Yes!
Nice to speak to you, Kieran.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks for having me on. Big fan.
Love you, bye. Right, what's happening today? Kim Kardashian and Beyonce were not allowed to be anywhere near each other, OMG, at the VMAs. It was separation with military precision because the pair bumping into each other apparently would have been a PR disaster.
Why would that be?
Because Beyonce didn't go to Kim and Kanye's wedding, so it's been a little bit frosty ever since. They've never really been big fans of each other since then. They weren't seen anywhere near each other, sat on opposite sides of the room. The people putting together the show were warned not allowed to ever let the cameras pound onto Kim's face while Beyonce performed. In X Factor, when they go to judges' houses, the weather's always lush, isn't it?
Mm.
Like, 100% always sunny. There's Louis there in his slightly misjudged mirrored shades. Not this time. So last week, torrential rain and thunderstorms made Louis's judge's house a massive washout. Didn't stop Tulisa posing on the beach, though, but it was raining at the time. Like, you don't want to see that on X Factor. People just singing under like an umbrella, do you? So they waited for a pocket of sun. It's all fine now. The other people, Cheryl, Bernard Vassini is flying off to the south of France. That's where her judge's house is. Simon Cowell is going to go to Las Vegas, and Mel B is going to Cancun in Mexico. It starts this weekend, X Factor.
Is that a massive plot spoiler right there?
What?
I thought this wasn't known, this kind of information.
Yeah, it's all out there.
It's all well, it is now.
Yeah, yeah. It's freely available on the internet.
Oh, right.
And the X Factor starts on, Saturday. I just think it's Christmas when X Factor's on. It's like that summer's off.
You're right. It is the run-up, isn't it?
And has anyone seen the absolutely brilliant footage of Iggy Azalea absolutely stacking it and falling off stage during the concert?
I've seen this video. I think she's okay.
No, she is absolutely fine. She was unhurt. She climbed back on stage to finish her performance, and she, I mean, it's a big fall. It's not quite as good as the Dizzy Rascal one or the Ollie Murs one.
Yeah.
Because they're my favourites. But as long as they're okay, I enjoy them. But yeah, it's a pretty big fall. So she was singing Fancy at the VMAs mid-flow during the performance, but now she's posted the video online just laughing at herself.
Speaking of X Factor judges, they're all on with Grimmy on Monday.
Are they all of them?
Yeah.
Wicked. Okay, that's Monday morning. Look, he's just dropped by for a chat. It's Alex from All Time Low.
Hi.
I like it that every time you're in town, you just decide to come and see us.
It is always pretty spur of the moment.
Do you have a pass for the building now? Because it happens a lot.
Yeah, they just let me in. I sleep outside and they're like, all right, come on.
Oh, it's him again. Let him in.
Yeah, they feel bad.
Hey, listen, I was seeing your tweets early yesterday morning. In fact, it was the first tweet that I read when I got up. Can you explain the story for me, please?
I was
slightly horrified.
Yeah, I was. It was kind of a terrifying thing. It was like 4 a.m, right? And suddenly I hear something like sliding in my door in my hotel, and you know, I'm pretty much fully asleep at this point, and I'm kind of
Someone trying to get in.
Yeah, like someone kind of fiddling around with a lock, and I start stirring and kind of sitting up, and then suddenly my door actually swings open.
Oh, you need to put that lock on the chain.
Yeah, I know, and I always deadbolt it because I'm paranoid, and I completely forgot. And the door swings open, and so I sit up, I freak out, I'm like yelling, thinking, I don't know, like, I don't know what to think. I didn't know exactly what time it was. I thought maybe it was just, you know, room service coming in or something.
Or that, you know, when the cleaner comes really early.
Yeah.
I'm not ready.
Exactly. And that's what it was. I was kind of half yelling, you know, no, we're good. But then also sort of terrified.
Yeah.
And then I realized that the door slammed shut again. And so I'm like, okay, what? That's not right. That's not normal. So I call down to the front. First of all, I look at the time and it's like 4 a.m, which is not a normal time for anyone to be showing up.
It's not right.
Call down. And they're like, don't know what you're talking about, but we'll have someone check it out. So they send someone up to the floor, and there was just a homeless guy, like, passed out in the hallway.
Oh, wow.
Do you not find it quite offensive that he went into your room, then was like, no.
Yeah, and then didn't want to cuddle.
Smells awful in here.
I was offended. I was like, what did I do wrong? I like to cuddle every now and then, you know?
He's chosen someone else's room.
Yeah, he left me.
What kind of hotel, though, would give somebody they don't know a service key?
The best kind.
I know that you often come as a pair, but where's Jack?
He is actually in France right now. He's living it up. He's just like on holiday. Taking a vacay.
And you just decided to come here because it's fun.
I just love the weather.
I know, it's so good.
Yes.
Isn't it?
No, I've been writing. We've been writing for our new album, and I've been doing a bit of writing for some other folks as well. So just kind of staying busy while we're in the downtime, you know?
Well, it's good that you come and see us because you are a standard friend of the show and have been for many years, so thank you.
Thank you for having me again.
What do you think, a quick round of Normo or not?
I'm keen on that, are you?
Yeah. So this is, obviously you've been a rock star for quite a few years now. This is just to see if you are still in touch with reality or if your head's in the clouds and you have absolutely no idea what's going on in the real world.
I've lost perspective, definitely. Yeah.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Normo or not? Alex from All Time Low. When was the last time you bought someone else a drink?
Yesterday, last night.
Okay.
Yes.
Who was it?
My two half-sisters. They came down to visit me. I haven't seen them in a while. So okay. I figured I owed them one.
Normo.
What's the last thing a family member told you off for?
It was probably... Oh, I forgot to renew the registration on my car. And some of my mail still goes to my parents. So they got, I think they got the warning that my license was about to be suspended. Mm. And so I got like an angry, worried call from my dad being like, you got to do this.
Right.
Kind of normal, right?
That's normal.
Yeah, it's very normal.
When was the last time you were overdrawn at the bank?
Oh, man. I don't think I've overdrawn in a while, but my card was denied the other day because I forgot to tell him I was overseas.
It's fine. It's happened to Lindsay Lohan recently.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Me and Lindsay, we are very similar.
Normo.
Really normal.
When's the last time you had a conversation that wasn't about yourself?
This is my favorite question.
Last year, maybe? It's bad.
No, seriously, Alex, when was it?
Oh, jeez.
Were you at Reading at the weekend?
I was. I went on Sunday.
I heard. So, like...
Why did you say, were you there? And then I heard.
Well, no, because I just... No,
so
no,
you
no.
knew.
No, here's the thing. I heard a rumour that you were gonna be there.
Yeah.
Heard a rumour. But then I wasn't sure if you'd actually followed through with it.
No, I did. I did. I am a man of my word. I was there.
He went and followed through.
Is it hard to be at somewhere like Reading and not just constantly talk about yourself?
Yeah, because I went just for fun, and then they ended up lining up a ton of press for me anyway. So so I did manage to talk about myself for a while.
Okay. Right. Not as Normo. Do you have a cue for anything?
Yes.
Like what?
Groceries. I do.
Why, you still go to the supermarket?
Oh, of course.
I love the idea of you at the baggage area, though. Sorry, it's quite weird.
Buying beans and custard. Yeah.
There's a problem in the bagging area. I don't think they have that in America.
No, not really.
No. You actually get to a real person.
Uh-huh.
But I like paper or plastic.
Yes, that's a huge thing there. And now they're doing all like the environmentally conscious stuff. You can take your own bags. They're like material, and people take them home and bring them back.
You've got a bag for life. Sorry, Scott.
Yeah.
you got a bag for life?
He's so rock.
I think I do, actually.
Normo! And one more. Do you have more than one house?
No.
Do you have a house?
I have a house, but I don't have more than one.
Is it paid for?
It is.
Oh, yes.
Quite normal. Quite normal, apart from if you live in London.
Yeah, right.
Briefly describe. Have you got a statue of yourself?
No, but now that you've mentioned it, I will have one made.
Have you got a giant nude picture of yourself on the
above
wall?
The fireplace? Yes.
Of course you have.
Just, yeah, posing on a Shay lounger.
Oh, it's always fun when you come in. That was Normo, not... I think we can gather from the evidence that it's 100% Normo. Not that that's a bad thing. We're with Alex from All Time Low. Now, here's a new idea which we've got, where we get two interviews for the price of one.
I love it.
So it's like a plus one thing. So
right, explain.
If you could possibly, Alex from All Time Low, go through your phone right now, find who you think is the most interesting celebrity in it, or maybe just the most interesting person in your phone. Ooh. I mean, it's good if it's a famous.
Right, so for me to understand...
famous. Did you say a famous? It's good if it's a famous.
Yes. So you have a famous on the show already.
Yes.
And then the idea is they bring a plus one along to the interview.
Yeah, and right, then we all have a chat.
Okay. Brilliant.
Love it.
Yeah? So we just call them. I mean, I guess some of the people you know will be asleep.
Yeah, I'm thinking about this, and I'm like, most people I know are probably in the States, and they're probably asleep. But I think I have a good idea for someone I can call.
Okay.
I've been...
You don't need to tell us who it is right now.
Surprise everyone.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Does this change Alex's role at that point? So, I mean, will he then be doing your job? Or?
We can all just have a chat, I think. Okay. It's just like bringing a friend to the interview.
Right.
Okay, let's give them a ring, whoever they are.
Hopefully he's awake.
Okay, it's a he.
Hello?
Hey!
Hi!
What's going on?
Not much.
What are you doing?
Is that Alex?
It is.
Right.
Are you afraid right now?
I love it. Dude, it doesn't sound like you on the phone. I was like... Right.
It's because I'm calling through the radio. There's all kinds of weird devices on my voice. Compressions and just craziness.
Oh, yeah. You sound sexier.
Is it better?
Yeah, it's way better.
It's better than in person?
Yeah.
I think I know who this is. Is that Dougie?
Yeah. Oh, hi.
It's Scott Mills here.
Oh, hi, Scott Mills.
Sorry about this. We're just doing this thing on my show where to make the interview... possibly more interesting, we invite somebody else to the
rude,
to the party.
No,
they were very
rude.
Bored with me.
No, we weren't.
Yeah, they were sick of me.
But we just wanted to add a plus one in there, like bring a friend. So, hi.
Phone a friend. Okay, sweet.
It is a bit phone a friend. What are you doing right now?
I've just woke up.
Oh, okay.
I'm in a band, but if you're in a band, you don't have to really get up at all.
That's true. So this is Dougie McFly, McBusted. Jungle.
Is it? I didn't want to assume this was the Dougie.
Yes, it is.
Oh, Ledge.
The Dougie.
Yeah. How do you two know each other then? Huh?
We have just recently met. We've been working on some music together, so it's been really fun collaborating with these guys.
Music for who?
Ooh. We'll have to wait and see, I suppose.
Yeah, is it a secret?
I don't know, is it?
Tell me.
Alex has been working on... the McBusted album with us.
Yes.
Sick.
It's
coming along.
He is clever.
He's good, isn't he?
He's a very clever man.
Aww.
And plans for the rest of the day, Dougie? Talk me through it.
You know what? I've got to go and get a fancy dress costume to go to a McBusted meeting.
You've got you need to go to get a fancy dress costume.
Yeah.
But why? It's a meeting.
Because the theme of the meeting, it's a really serious meeting, but we have to go dressed as someone from a film.
I love the idea of themed meetings. This is a new one.
What a great idea.
It kind of keeps it fresh.
Yeah.
Mix it up.
Yeah, it keeps it fun.
Totally.
Because obviously the meeting is potentially, I mean, exciting, but then after a while dull, yes?
Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, I don't know if the meeting is like, if it's good news or bad news. Like, it could be really bad. Like, you know, one of the band members could have died or something.
Yeah. But if you're dressed as Freddy Krueger, it's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you're all sitting around dressed as the Power Rangers and you're getting bad news.
I want to be at one of these meetings.
Yeah, I want to get in on this. Sounds awesome.
Well, you've added a lot to this conversation, Dougie, but with your fancy dress meeting thing. So thanks so much.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done. I'll let you go. Go back to sleep, whatever you need to do.
It's that easy.
I want you all to know that I did this entire interview naked.
Yes!
Hey.
Love you, bye.
The power of radio.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you, Dougie.
See, that was fun.
This is great.
That's
great.
The first time we've done that, but it really
was. It was a good experiment.
It was really good.
It was a positive experiment.
So, how long are you here for?
I am here for a couple more days. I guess I'm leaving tomorrow.
Okay.
So not a couple more days. Yeah, rest of today.
Okay. Well, listen, I hope your hotel sorts itself out.
I'm not there anymore, though. That was enough to scare me off.
Not Normo. He's checked out, everyone. Peace.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not having this. No. There's someone trying to get in with a service key.
If I want some warning, I want a phone call first and maybe some dinner and wine before someone climbs into my bed, you know?
Alex, it's always a pleasure to see you. Thank you for coming to see us today.
Thanks for having me.
We announced yesterday that I am going to be doing Strictly Come Dancing this year. And now it's becoming really real. I've got another meeting today using my code name. I'm not even allowed to use my real name.
Why? I've
been announced.
What's the point?
But I still have to use it.
You're not allowed to say what it is, are you?
No, because obviously what's the point of a code name if I tell you what it is on The Breakfast Show?
But it is, yeah.
The reason that I'm not allowed to tell you what it is, and the reason that I've still got to use my code name in all meetings and in all correspondence on like emails and phone calls in case the line is bugged. That's true.
Are they slightly too over careful with this?
No, I think it's great because think about it. Who has actually leaked out? No one. But I think I know the other names.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I think I know.
Accidentally CC'd on an email?
No, I haven't been.
Is it because you know the other code names and you're trying to figure out?
I think I've worked it out. I think I've worked it out from the code names.
Are the code names like a resounding feature of each person? So
no.
Like Moonface?
No, oi! Absolutely not. Teeth Tan?
Yeah.
No,
orange?
No, this is not orange. But I do feel like I'm in some spy film.
I'd love it if they called you Moonface as a code name. Moonface is...
We're coming through with Moonface now.
Can we clear the corridor? Moonface is coming.
So yeah, I've got another exciting day ahead, but I think I know the others. I'm not going to tell you, but I think I know who they
great.
Are.
Great.
Yeah. I just wanted to let you know.
It is exciting, though.
It's really exciting, and it's so nice. I mean, it's such an honour to be asked, and thank you so much if you've sent a message of support.
Yeah, and
one that's been slightly dubious.
And endless banter to come.
Oh, so much bants.
Bants will be on.
Oh, God. This is Scott Mills. It's 8:45. So, the thing to do at the moment is beauty vlogs. There are several online that get absolutely millions and millions of people seeing them. Zoella is one of the primary ones that we've been looking at. She's just been on going, thanks for mentioning my beauty range, guys. It's all right. But Chris obviously doesn't ever think of the idea first, but likes to jump on the back of something successful.
It's an opportunity. That's what I've seen here. Jump on whilst it's hot.
So
is that one?
Chris has done a beauty vlog. He's already done one about putting deodorant on. And it's kind of more lads than girls. To be fair.
I don't know. No, that wasn't the point at all. The point was, make a beauty vlog with tips. You know, that's all these beauty vloggers do. They just use their own experience of what they do to put on makeup and stuff like that, how they go to get ready. It's not really aimed at anyone. It's just me imparting my knowledge on beauty.
So it could be for girls as well.
Yeah.
I think girls would already know this stuff, but let's crack on. So Nicole Scherzinger was here yesterday, and let's just talk through the clips, okay? You can watch this on the Radio 1 YouTubes. Okay, so here's Chris and Nicole in the Radio 1 office just after our interview with her yesterday.
Hello and welcome to my second beauty vlog. A couple of thousand people liked it, weirdly. So what I thought I'd do is do another one, and we've got Nicole Scherzinger here.
Hey, good morning.
Still got the same problem with the camera slipping. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, why did no one correct that?
It's not the strongest start.
You've got a big star there. The camera keeps slipping down, as you'll see if you watch the video.
I just use sort of blue tacky stuff to put my phone on.
It doesn't look great. Okay, carry on.
So what I tend to do is have a shower the night before.
Mm. You don't shower in the morning?
Well, no, because if you do that, you run the risk of waking up some of the family, because it's really early. It's like 5 in the morning. Oh, okay.
Right, so look at her face when you tell her that.
And this is where I start imparting my tips. Yeah. Basically tips for my morning routine.
Now, we've discussed this. You don't shower in the morning when we're on these hours.
No, but I stand
or
by
change
it.
Your
actually,
pants. And now you're telling Nicole Scherzinger you don't shower or change your pants.
Do you know what? Someone heard this the other day and spoke to me in the pub about it and was like, no, I completely agree with you. I do earlies as well, so I have a shower the night before.
No, but then you sleep.
Do everything the night before. Just wake up in the morning. I'm still showering every day.
No, but you're sweating in your sleep.
No, you're less energetic in your sleep. That's nonsense.
No, but you still sweat. That's why you have to change bed sheets, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Someone says you're saying blog wrong. No, I'm not. I'm saying vlog.
Yeah, it's a video blog, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I changed my pants the evening before.
What?
So you're fresh for the next day.
You don't wake up and you don't shower and you don't change your pants when you wake up before you go
to work.
No,
because what I'll do is I'll change the pants in the evening rather than the morning so that you're then covered for the following day. It's just about changing the 24 hours in which you wear your pants.
Oh, no. Why are you telling her this?
It's great because it's like it's getting a real big celebrity endorsement.
She's really disgusted.
The beauty video.
What I tend to do is I walk into the studio first thing and just a quick spray. No squirty, no shirtsy, as we said earlier. This is what I call catnip.
Ooh, that doesn't sound good.
And I just apply it quite liberally all over me.
So now you're spraying the aftershave liberally over yourself as Nicole Scherzinger sits right next to you. Mm. And some goes a bit in her mouth.
It was really nice because it was just like two people hanging out, discussing beauty tips, discussing what they do to get ready in the morning.
And then that's really me done until the afternoon where I'll probably have a shower and then change my pants again.
So basically, you wake up, you don't shower, you don't change your pants and you put catnip on?
Mm.
Oh.
Cool.
It's nice doing this with you.
Yeah, she's impressed. I quite like it that she now knows about the catnip as well. We've talked about this before. It's a secret fragrance that only me and Chris know what it is.
Yes.
But the ladies love it. You know, like cats, when they have a bit of catnip? Oh, my God. The ladies go crazy for this stuff.
Mm.
But you didn't tell her what it was, did you?
No, of course not. In fact, I covered up the label so that no one knew.
And that's the second beauty vlog. If you want any more, make sure you comment on Facebook and like it and do all that. And listen to the Scott Mills Show every day between 1 and 4.
It's pretty strong, that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like that Black Panther.
Yes.
I think she means the other.
Yeah, it's Panther.
And did you do your little beauty vlog catchphrase?
Yeah, well, it was one that sort of happened by accident last time. People seemed to like it, so I remembered it. Right at the last second, I remembered it.
Oh, and keep it beautiful. Nicole, can you say that very quickly?
Keep it beautiful and take a shower in the morning and change your pants as well.
Right, she is disgusted by you. You know that, don't you?
I don't know.
She's not going to come back on the show, not if you're here.
I think it was just a new way of thinking. Because then after that video, we sort of were walking in separate direction. She actually gave me a quick hug and said, oh, it's really interesting. What you were saying, really interesting. And she sounded quite sincere.
Yeah, sure. I'm with Chris on this one. Many people do late hours. I'd rather shower in the night and change my pants, go to sleep, go to work the next day. It's just the same 24 hours, but you're just doing it at a different point.
Yeah, exactly.
There's loads of people don't do it. But then loads of people saying you're disgusting. Anyway, if you want to watch the Nicole Scherzinger beauty vlog, I really hope this will help with the views because she's in it.
That's the whole reason that she's in there. We could have got anyone involved. It's the second beauty vlog I've done, possibly the last. Depends if there's a demand.
Radio 1 YouTube channel, yes? And the Radio 1 Facebook.
Oh, and keep it beautiful. Nicole, can you say that very quickly?
Keep it beautiful and take a shower in the morning and change your pants.
Are any of your mates still on Tinder?
Yeah, a few.
And how's it going for them?
Mix. Weirdly, one of them is now going, now saying that he's going to quit all of that kind of stuff.
Why?
He's just kind of bored of it. And right. I don't really understand, if you're a single person, why you would get bored of just continuously dating.
Is he finding it a bit shallow?
I don't know. I just don't think he's having much luck.
Are your mates all looking for true love, or are they just looking for a quick shortcut to boff?
Bit of a mix.
Boff. One of my mates has got really needy on it recently, which is never good. He's really extended his age range and also his radius.
Oh no, you know,
in the last few days
when you start extending the radius one more mile.
Yeah, just one more mile, then I'll find her.
It's all right, it's only a bus. Yeah. Then it turns into a train, then a plane.
Right, it is the straight version of Grindr, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
It is.
I don't.
So if you don't know, right, Tinder shows you someone nearby and that it thinks you should know and lets you like or pass on them in a split second. So you make a split second judgment on someone by swiping left or right. What's left?
I think, I don't know, I'm not on this. Anyone in the studio want to admit to being on?
Okay.
Left is off.
Left's off. Right's on. You're on. And from the girls, it's normally pictures of girls in bikinis, right?
Mm.
It is. And then if the person likes you back, once you've swiped
right,
then Tinder makes an introduction and then you chat within the app. Now, the expectation from blokes on it, I think, is that generally they will get to have a lie down with a girl that they chat to quite soon.
I think you're...
Yeah. I'm just saying. Right, so there's this thing which has been released, which is what blokes often say. So just watch out for this, ladies. Here's number one. I'm not just looking for a hookup or things. I'm looking for a long-term relationship. They will always say that.
Okay.
Also, look out for the guys that go, bit embarrassed to say this, but... My favourite show is Sex and the City.
As in they're lying. This is terrible, Mills. You're making all blokes out here to be awful people.
No, I'm just saying that these are things to look out for. And also, if they borrow a friend's pet for the videos, for the photos. I know a mate, and I'm not going to say his name, but I know he's listening now, who has actually borrowed a dog from one of our other friends so he could use it in his photo to get the girls.
I know this definitely happens, but then why wouldn't you? You're going to choose your best profile picture.
Yeah, but it's not even his dog.
Is it fair to say there's a rule on things like this and other websites where if there's two people in the photo, it tends to be the uglier person's profile? Is that a bad thing to say? Like, if there's two people in the picture? No, because it's hard to...
I feel so shallow.
It's hard to know which one's who, you know? If there's two people or more in the picture, it's tricky to know who's who.
So, what's the rule?
Well, if there's a couple of people in the profile picture... It's probably more likely going to be the less attractive one.
Right. I don't know. I don't know why. I'm not on it. Just like, is this true, any of this? Have you borrowed a dog so you could use it in your photo? Have you said, I'm not just looking for a hookup, when you really are? I bet there's loads coming in now. Dee in Hertfordshire, this is my favourite, going on loads of dates at the moment. What she does is actually screen grabs the guys that she sees on Tinder who she's considering dating and then sends the pictures to a special family WhatsApp that she's created. Tomorrow, Caroline Flack plays Innuendo Bingo at 9:45.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio